Welcome, welcome, welcome to the bad boys of wrestling. Who am I here with today?
Can we just stop it for a sec?
Board without us, so like that's real. Whether or not like the so also what's real is us being back.
Yeah,
going back to regular format, and saying that your format sucked.
Yeah,
you know, like and we can sprinkle in a little lore. You know,
yes.
Like right, but so it can, you know, playing with the. With the reality that we've created is also like is this real, you know, kayfabe, you know, neo kayfabe. So like, I think it works. I think we can just like go into it and it'll work.
I'll try that for sure. I just thought having like a hot argument in the beginning as the cold open would be fun. You know,
I mean,
I think we're about to jump
into a hot argument already. But like, but yes, and having some, you know, lore sort of relegated to the cold open does make sense too, because then it's like
you can just
the listeners can understand. Okay, this is the part where there is like a little.
That's where I was coming from.
Unreality, or whatever, like reality bending is happening.
Let's go for it.
Okay, all right, we're back. Who are we here with?
You tell me. I'm Money Max.
Wait. We can't have the lore discussion.
What?
Do you want to do the welcome again? Max, hit us with the welcome.
I'm not sure what the plan is.
hit us with the welcome.
I think all of it.
I want to do the real intro. I want to get the real intro back.
Okay. It's there. And now, we're back.
Okay. So you can cut it after you say who am I here with today, right?
Yeah, I could.
And then I'll start with I'm DB.
I'm Money Max.
No.
Let's give it silence for a second.
Okay.
I'm DB.
I'm Money Max.
What the fuck? One more time.
Money Max here.
I'm DB.
It's me, Sammy.
Hell yeah. So what's up, guys?
Oh, I'm here too.
Oh, what's up, dude? How are you? I didn't see you over there, little guy.
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Well, you have a frown on your face.
Yeah, it's just my face.
Oh, excuse me. Is your beard longer?
Maybe, yeah.
What, did you cut it?
Not at all. So it probably grew because, you know, I haven't been cutting it.
Yeah, it was like more of a science rhetorical question.
Like it grows a little bit every day.
I feel like a rhetorical question can't also be a science question.
That's, what are you?
Because science is about like finding answers. So you wouldn't ask a rhetorical question in science.
No, you're.
Because you wouldn't be finding answers.
I think Sam is going to look back on this episode and be really embarrassed about what you're saying.
Is a science-themed rhetorical question. It's not a scientific question.
I think it's more just a retarded question.
Whoa.
Does your beard grow every day?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, I feel like I got very hairy genes, you know.
Right,
I come
but
from
does one...
It certainly doesn't shrink.
Does one's hair grow every single day?
Yes.
Probably, like, at least a little bit.
At least a little bit.
Like, hair
but
and nails
But then what's
probably
the thing with, like, where,
bit.
Like, it gets so long... Like your beard...
What?
There's like diminishing returns, you know, like ZZ Top had like a crazy long beard growing it for years and years, but like my shit will grow, say, a millimeter the first day after I shave, but it's not going to grow a millimeter every single day until I shave because then I could very easily get it down to my feet and I could never get it down to my feet.
You sound like a crazy person right now.
No, what do you mean?
Whoa.
You think one's beard could grow to their feet?
Yeah.
I think like hair eventually sort of stops growing.
I think it's different for everybody.
I think it's slightly different for everybody.
I think it's wildly different for everybody.
You're wildly more bald than I am. And that way it's different.
My PRP.
Your PRP is not working.
Can I finish? You need PRP bad. You actually might be on the point of no return. They might be like, yeah, we'll take your money.
So wait, who's here too?
Anything. Money Max here.
Right, Money Max is here.
Yeah, boy!
Sammy is here, DB is here, and I'm here.
Right?
Do you
even
want to be here, though?
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Right, I'm not supposed to be here today.
Well...
I am.
Right.
You are.
Yeah, I just said that.
No, Josh is.
Who are you talking to?
You this are.
That's why we need cameras. They can't tell who we're talking to.
Right.
I'm talking to myself right now.
Do you even want to be here? Is my question.
I mean, I don't mind being here.
Who would want to be here?
You don't mind being here,
right? I'm not like rushing out to be here.
Well, it's 6 o'clock. You're going to be rushing out,
right?
We established right.
Rushing out to not be here. I'm not rushing to be here.
Oh.
Right.
When you're walking to the bathroom, you're rushing, and then when you're in the bathroom, you're a peeing. I think Ozark said.
It's probably one of the funniest things you've said on this pod.
It is?
Yeah.
You've never heard that?
I have.
Right, but it's just funny that it's able to bust it out so
right.
quick. So
that's the
good,
best
so
I've ever
smooth.
Done it, for sure.
So obviously, as everyone can tell, we're back.
Back.
Right.
Back in the New Haven groove.
And things are already looking up.
Well,
things are already starting to feel like the old.
Let me break it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Break it down for us. Yeah.
Since you guys have been gone.
Okay. Pray tell, Max.
Well, Josh and I have done a lot of legwork.
Oh.
Okay. In rebuilding, restructuring. Okay.
Huh.
A lot of good reaction from the fans.
Okay.
We got segments
allegedly
now.
These are like your alien things. They're not.
We got segments now.
Okay,
so I hope you guys can hang and fit in the mold.
Well, you've released 2 episodes.
Okay,
two.
I'll give you the pros. I got pros and cons, you know, everything, you know. Pros, I like that they're 20 minutes. That's sick. Cons, literally everything else. The 2 out of 3 listeners said these episodes suck, and they technically don't even call them episodes. I said, what do you call them? And they just spit at the ground by their feet.
No, no.
No? So where's this fan feedback you're getting?
All the comments on the newly run Instagram, YouTube, not so much TikTok.
I look for those accounts. They don't exist.
I'm still fighting for TikTok.
Those accounts don't exist.
The names are suspicious, but they are posting, okay? And wow. I hope you guys can hang.
So 2 20-minute episodes.
The timing was sick. I'll give
raucous
you
raucous fan response.
Raucous, yeah.
Or is it raucous?
I don't know.
Well, I did hear it, that I the, know, the highest like rated part of the 2 episodes was towards like the middle end of the second episode.
Oh, that's right. Like you can track with the repeat listen, like, you know, in the YouTube.
Most listened to.
Most
yeah.
listened to. And it like spikes. It spikes around the phone call.
Well, I didn't see those analytics. I don't think
you're looking at Bunk Analytics.
I re-listened to that episode recently, and that part was very difficult to listen to.
That's the difficult part.
Right. Yeah, actually, because bad reception.
I saw in the analytics a lot of people dipped off at when the phone call happened.
You might looking at bunkfacts.com.
And
or
Josh, I think we can call him host now.
Right. My face is now on the picture for the episode. So,
What do you think about that?
Well, I know we can't call him producer because when I came in, he had the fucking all the wires and knots and shit. I was so fucking pissed off.
I thought it looked better that way.
It was so
It was more compact, you know, they're not all over the place.
It did look cool. Yeah, it looked
so
better.
So I'll redo the intro.
Okay,
I'll redo the intro.
Okay. All jokes aside, that shit fucking suck.
And I'm literally going to delete them just in like 3 months when
people forget
about
them.
Let's talk
about the segment. Like I'm saying all jokes aside.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So bear down. Bear down with me here.
Or fat dog it?
Fat dog with me here. Okay?
European.
Those episodes were
good.
Trash.
The timing.
He had
great.
Really
those were the two best
insightful things
this
to say.
Has on ever
what,
had.
Yeah. What were this? What are the new segments?
Okay. Politics.
B movies.
Well.
What was that?
B movies.
B movies.
Right. I mean.
Okay. So you guys can't even agree on.
No, it's just there's so many. You
so,
know,
so many
both of us talk at the
so
same
many,
time
right,
to get
right,
through
right,
them.
Right. Right. And how'd that politics segment go last episode?
Very informative.
I think pretty good.
I mean, have you seen voter turnouts? I feel like we're
people are
really
mad at us for
people.
Releasing those episodes.
No,
no.
Like, again, all jokes aside.
Yeah,
and with all due respect.
No, no respect.
The Wait, amount so of people guys... who yell at me in the streets
respect
have not
is
increased.
Earned, not given.
Did you vote yesterday?
Vote for what? The presidential election was yesterday.
The primary was here in Connecticut, where we live.
Oh,
yeah, I voted in Hillary.
I mean, no, if you're a Democrat, you blank, do primaries really matter? They've already decided like who the nominee's
no,
gonna
but
be.
You could do that's not true. Well, no, that's not true. That doesn't happen until the convention. You know
the real episode hasn't started yet because I do the intro now.
Oh, you do the intro now.
So let me
so you wanna
get it going.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
should we do the intro now?
Welcome, welcome to the
Money Max is here.
No. Look,
and
you guys
it's me, Sammy.
You
and it's me, Money Josh.
What the fuck?
You remember how I used to do that sometimes?
I guess now we're doing 10-minute episodes. That's how you want to behave.
Honestly, I feel like 15 minutes is perfect podcast length.
I agree.
You're either going to sink or swim with the new format, fellas.
Right.
Okay.
I'm the only one with a lifeboat.
We're doing a lot of ship metaphors now, which is why I tied everything in knots. That was a good callback.
Shit metaphors?
Yeah, shit metaphors.
Shit metaphors.
Yeah.
Metaphors.
Metaphors. We're also going urban with it.
Shit metaphors.
This is the...
When I was a kid, I always wanted to grow up to be a ship builder. A ship builder. Build ships.
A shipper.
His B movie segment. I didn't get the end of your Ceiling Sublime segment.
Fuck. He's messing around with some... Oh. Yeah, wait. No. It's all good.
He's worked so hard on his B movie segment.
Yeah, we... Yeah.
Like,
and they're doing great.
We love Seinfeld.
Yeah, they're doing as good as B movies do.
I mentioned Lawnmower Man in one of them.
He did. Okay, so
I
this
feel like
is
I
it.
Mentioned Ice Pirates in another.
What, I'm not contributing to the B movie thing? What about that movie I sent you the other day?
That was an amazing movie.
The
I
Japanese
want to call that
thing.
B movie.
Did you notice the mom in the background of all the interviews?
I didn't until I watched the overview. I'm
it
like,
was
holy
so
shit,
scary,
that was so
man.
Good.
What the hell are you
I
got to
watch.
Like, oh, we're in it. We're in the big movie segment.
We'll
now.
Get back to
oh,
it.
Oh, we're in the segment.
But
now I see
go,
how it works.
We got to go
it's
back.
It's called like
to
Psycho, it. The Big Family, but
right.
not Psycho, like.
It's not
P-H-Y.
Spelled like Psycho, like Psychopath. It's spelled like S A I K O.
Like a Japanese word.
We'll get to it.
What are we doing in the meantime before we get to that?
Hit us, DB.
We have a lot.
Hit us with your shit. All jokes aside, hit us with your
Jesus
shit.
Jesus Christ. Zendaya keeps on blowing up my phone over some fucking bullshit.
What?
I don't want to talk about it. What the? Who farted?
What was that?
So we just got back from L.A. What were with those lights over L.A. last night? Did anyone see that?
Last night?
I think
night?
That was the opening up at a halal, guys.
It's, today's April 3rd. Last night, April 2nd. You didn't see this?
No.
I don't have
Or
eyes.
No, I think it was April 1st, actually.
Okay.
Oh, wait, was it an April Fool's joke?
Wow. And I'm Dax.
No, but you guys know about... All right, DB, let's get into it.
Like, if it's not Zendaya blowing me up over some stupid shit...
First of all...
It's Jonah telling me I gotta watch his favorite movie.
You know it's Zendaya.
It's Jonah telling me I gotta watch his favorite movie.
You know it's Zendaya.
What's his favorite movie?
Oh, what... We're the Millers.
What?
Yeah.
That's his favorite movie.
Yeah.
We're the Millers.
I think he keeps...
That's nobody's favorite movie.
Like, he'll call me, I'll be like, what? And he's like, you gotta watch my favorite movie, Miller. And I'm like, all right, I gotta go, dude.
Like, it's not a bad movie, but it's nobody's favorite.
Jonah?
Maybe it's... But is it worth another look?
He calls me, no. He's like, you gotta watch...
It's a one and done.
We're the Millers.
DB, like, what's with this... What's with the new look?
What do you mean?
Very young heroine.
Yeah, what? A very young heroin chic.
Well, you know, I...
Skinny collarbone, big chain.
Oh, the gold chain?
Yeah, obviously.
Tried to change it up a bit, you know? I figured I'd grab a new little piece of jewelry. I'm trying it out.
We're not releasing this episode.
No, this is good.
It's fine.
Let's see it.
It.
Sure, tell me about
think?
It.
I picked it up. It
a little
cost,
gaudy.
Yeah, but I had some extra cash, so I figured I'd throw it on there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It looks cheap as fuck. How much did it cost?
This chain costs about 6 G's.
What?
6.
You got ripped off.
Yeah, because you're...
First of all, it's fake. Second volume, it was real. That's like triple the price it should cost.
It... Really?
It's definitely... Well, both of those things are true. Your skin
I got
is
ripped
turning,
off?
Your skin is turning green underneath.
Is that what it is?
And in Japanese, it says fuckboy.
Is that... He said it says strength. How do you know Japanese, first of all? Second of all, is that why it itches and burns so bad?
I can't speak or read it. I can only read... I recognize the pattern for the letters that say
fuckboy. He learned it last week while we were gone.
So the only Japanese word you'd know is fuckboy?
Yeah. I could read it.
He knows
fuckboy
in every language. He learned it last week when we were gone. I mean, away in LA.
What the fuck? I got this.
We're not
releasing fucking them. Chain. It's yeah. fake.
6 G's. Where the fuck did you get 6 G's?
I have. Don't what? Worry about it. Don't worry about it.
How's the Patreon doing?
What?
The Patreon's fucking fine. I mean, it was fine until it was fucking liquidated.
Right, but like, what's it looking at now?
It's a slow rebuild.
It says 6 G's was just taken out of it.
I thought.
No, it doesn't.
I thought Derek asked you not to fucking ask again, Josh.
We're the Millers.
In no uncertain terms.
You guys seen it?
Is that still in
effect? In no uncertain fucking terms, don't ask about our fucking money.
The Patreon's fine.
And it's not your place.
Yeah.
Because you're still not host.
He's not.
Even with my face on the episode art?
Well, those were for emergency episodes.
Those were for emergency episodes.
I had the best Oreos last night. They were so fresh. They were like fall off the cream Oreos.
No, it would be fall off the cookie.
Well, that's what I thought. And then I told that joke to someone. They said cream, I think. I don't know.
Who did you say that to?
Right. Is it like the cookie is falling off? Like you're holding it by the cream.
Right.
And then the chocolate cookie falls off?
But you get it, though.
Yeah, we got it.
Right, we get it. But also like
fall off the cream. The cream would fall off.
This is where I workshop it.
Okay.
Well, what if it was the fudge-covered Oreos?
I guess.
That'd be even worse, because like if they're covered in the fudge, they're like encircled in it. So
all
it's
right,
just...
Should we do a segment where we all go in a circle and, what's this called?
Pepper spray?
Pepper spray each other?
I feel like we should save that for the video pod.
Have we sprayed this yet?
No, we haven't. Don't do it in here. Don't do it.
Even if it gets in the air, it's going to affect.
But you think it makes like a cloud? I think it's just a stream of water, like a water gun.
No, but it will, when it hits the floor, it'll make a cloud.
Just being around it.
It'll make a cloud? Oh, Svetlana.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bad joke.
Oh, look what she brought.
What'd you bring?
Overnight oats.
Oh, she brought it. Oh, Leanna, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Are we friends?
I totally forgot about it.
Just in time for our new segment, Entertainment News.
Okay.
Entertainment
I wanted news. To call you out for not bringing a straw for a drink that requires a straw.
What, is there no straw?
She says she has one, I hope she doesn't.
No, we'll do a segment where we go around and we say, would you rather be tased?
Oh.
Or would you rather be pepper sprayed? And
thank
then
so
whatever
much.
You would rather, that's what you're getting.
Could I read
this
that description?
This is why Josh and I took control. No, of
could I read the description what it feels like to be tased?
Yeah, these are the segments you guys are bringing. Would you rather be tased or pepper spray?
Yeah, that's
right.
Good
these
shit.
These segments don't work in an audio format. It'll only be good for video.
I don't think so.
You need to see people's like reaction to it.
Or just not good because they're both bodily harm. Maybe that.
Because, growing up you hated Jackass. And you still do.
Your whole
life was Jackass. Your favorite band was CKY.
I had no problem
and
watching
your movies.
Other people get tased.
Wait, that's the thing, right? I said it right?
Can't kill yourself.
Nice.
The movies were great. All right, segment, entertainment news. Give
me
one segment.
Some people describe the pain as excruciating, like a peanut in a jar shaking their brain, while others compare it to the sensation of bees crawling through their skin. Hit it, Sam. Cool.
I think I'd be a bees guy.
I think you'd be a bees guy. I think we'd all be bees, except for Josh would be a peanut in a jar guy. I could see that.
The peanut does sound fun.
Well, his brain's already like a fucking peanut rattling around in there.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So would the taser even do anything?
Maybe it would just readjust it and set it right.
Should we find out?
Nah.
Is that too close?
You're not supposed to tase yourself because
I think it's
like sometimes when you get electrocuted, you can't let go, you know?
Oh, right.
And sometimes you wet yourself.
Okay, so Josh, taser or pepper spray? And remember, whatever you choose.
It happens to the guy sitting next to you.
I think we should all hold hands.
It doesn't work like that. I looked it up. That'd be sick.
Oh, really?
That kind of ruins that. Enough. That kind of ruins that one thing from Community where Chevy Chase being shocked. He's like, "Quick, grab
well,
me!"
Well, no, it would work like that. I think it does. I think the science is sound.
Depends on how many like volts or whatever.
Right.
Like
he's
a car battery is super
strong,
but it doesn't have enough volts.
Oh,
so you can touch a plus
taser.
And minus, and
right.
It won't get you.
Right. But what if you're being attacked by a group of people? You have to tase each one individually. You can't like push them together, tase one, and then shock them all. Mm. Seems like a flawed
system.
This
one costs like $6, so probably not.
Yeah.
So you took all the money from the Patreon? Is that what we're getting at?
No, this didn't do anything.
Fucking bullshit.
I didn't do anything to the Patreon. Okay.
Okay.
But let's just say it's in better hands.
I don't like how you said
and
that.
And I think I'm going to be returning this necklace because the skin being green, I had no idea that was from
that's
the
a
gold.
Thing. Yeah.
But for silver.
Oh.
Is it then? Why is my skin green?
Well, it's
maybe turned the creature from the Blue Lagoon. Silver.
It's so itchy, guys.
Maybe are your boyfriend's balls dipped in fake silver in there?
I can't believe this says fuck boy. The guy said it was said strength.
I like that joke. That's funny.
That's
though.
So unfair.
That's funny.
It's not a joke. I'm returning this fucking necklace.
Can you return necklaces to
I'm going
to trunk to trunk Timo? Sales?
Christ. All right. To new segment though. Entertainment okay. news. I'm trying to bring the bad boys into more relevant things, yeah. okay? All right. So if we cover Hollywood,
yeah.
WrestleMania
you know,
this weekend.
Well, oh, that yeah.
Okay, that's
they went to Hollywood last Hollywood. Year,
right? Okay. Right, right.
But if we start, you know, talking about celebs,
how could you have Hollywood WrestleMania without LA Knight?
Zendaya hitting up Max.
It's so annoying.
Did you see Dune 2 yet?
No.
You know, I think people will listen, okay? If we start getting talking the dirty stuff on celebs, you
right.
know, the juicy stuff.
Right.
All right. So here it is. Have you guys heard, speaking of heard, Amber Heard, back in the news.
Oh, really? Now that I'm a fourth wave feminist, thank you for bringing this up. The way they treated, and by they, I mean the Jews and you, is disgusting.
The way they treated Amber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's back in the news.
Okay.
Okay.
Pray tell, Max.
Amber Heard has moved to another country and changed her name.
No, is this real?
This is real.
Saw.
You can look it up. Okay.
Amber Smells.
She moved to France and changed her name. I found out what she changed her name to. So she moved to France and she changed her name to I Shid Into Bed.
No. That's
that's good.
That's a fourth wave feminist. That's,
well, that's good.
That's disgusting.
What?
I guess what? It's a Middle Eastern vibe.
For France.
Yeah,
because they are being taken over. They are being taken over.
We saw Conor O'Malley at the airport and talked to him. He wasn't chill.
Yeah.
No, he was super chill.
That picture was sick.
And we saw Spider-Man at the airport.
Yeah, right, like a minute after we saw Conor
who was trafficking two young women, I believe.
That's fact.
But you didn't talk to him.
This is Hollywood. What is it, Josh?
You can't bother Spider-Man.
What was the? What's Amber's new name?
Conor, though. What?
It was something about the reference to her shitting in the bed.
Oh, I have it right here. It was, I Shid Into Bed.
Right.
I Shid Into Bed.
Oh.
And you think that's...
Which is actually...
That was a good joke.
Zimbabwe for fuckboy.
Wait, you really saw Toby? That's
yeah,
part
yeah.
of Hollywood news.
Yeah, he didn't look Toby good. Was there.
Trafficking
he's, yeah,
people?
He's flying
well, maybe
to
they were his underage cousins.
He's flying to commercial to Boston. So you already know he's not doing very well.
Well, they just announced he's going to be in Spider-Man 4 with Sam Raimi directing.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what is it?
It's going to be so good.
What do you mean?
They're like doing a Spider-Man 4.
Like a Spider-Man...
In that original.
No.
And then that's going to lead up to Secret Wars, and Jesus. He's going to be like one of the stars in Secret Wars.
They'll never True. Give up on this shit.
I know. It's insane what they're... I mean...
I think Madam Web capped off the extended universe nicely. Why do you got to keep pushing it?
Makes sense.
Psycho the Large Family. Is that what it was called?
Yep.
But it's like Psycho!
Psycho!
Leanna, really you want to get in here?
Yeah. Tell yeah. us your thoughts. Tell us your biggest secret.
My biggest secret?
Yeah.
Or we can wait a few more minutes. Josh is going to leave in 10 minutes, so...
Reveal something that when...
You can
people
take his
find
mic.
Out you can never go back.
Because as much as Josh wants to be a host per lore, he also refuses to be here 1 minute after 6 o'clock. 6 p.m.
I mean, a host only needs to be there like the beginning,
right? Is that what you think? Because he wants to. He's literally getting paid to be here,
right?
Where he is right now, and the second he's not getting paid.
He's I leave
out of here, but are you getting paid to do this? So that would mean that you're getting paid to do the podcast
up until 6 o'clock. Yes.
Like, sex work isn't a choice if the other option is homelessness.
That's true.
So then why does Sammy keep on frequenting prostitutes? Doesn't matter how old they are. But it's not good either. I'm a fourth wave feminist now.
So P. Diddy got arrested.
He did?
Yeah, what is that about? I haven't...
Because he's so bad at rapping.
Everything?
As far as I know, he's been like sex trafficking.
I just saw
some people who were underage. And really just sex trafficking in general, which is illegal.
I just saw this one meme that's like everyone reacting to the P. Diddy story like, you know, like, oh my God, like pedophilia, oh my God, sex trafficking, oh my God, like all these horrible things. And then like all black people are only worried about, they're like, damn, he's on some gay shit.
Yeah. Well, they have different... Which is
pretty funny.
Right.
Different...
They don't care about the...
No, they do.
What does that meme mean?
I don't know.
You don't know.
And then I saw
I'm not on Black Twitter.
Okay.
Where it's... I'm a country club member of Black Twitter. A meme where it's Oprah with, like, every giant pedophile of the last, like, 20 years or whatever.
Oh, that's pretty good. Who else is on that list?
Harvey Pete? Weinstein, DB...
P.D.
P.D.
P.D. D.B. J.E.
Well, it's not pedophile, but Cosby.
Dan Schneider, that Nickelodeon guy. There was a documentary about him.
Footman.
No. Who's that?
Oh, it's a good one.
I guess the Puff Daddy Mace song Can't Hold Me Down has a whole new meaning.
Wow.
Is that a song?
You don't remember that one?
Can't hold me
can't
down.
Can't hold me down. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I got to keep on moving.
I remember.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
All right. This has been another exciting episode of Doo-Doo Garbage Fart Breath. We'll see you.
No, Hollywood. What else you got for the Hollywood segment? We're still in it.
We are?
Yeah, we meander. I meander. Think
that was, we covered a lot of news.
That was it. It was just the I should...
Well, it's just in the name bed. She chose. It's not.
Wait, so she didn't really move?
Why
you had
look it
me.
Up? It's intriguing.
I'm supposed
I
to go to France. I was going to see if I could visit her and be like, I'm so sorry for the way they.
Amber Smelled is a pretty good one, though.
Oh, did you hear about that?
Amber Saw.
That actress who.
Rank the three jokes. I should in the bed, Amber Smells, and Amber Saw.
So, I feel that's the order.
Oh, that's the
that's order.
Order
1, 2, and 3, yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
The actress who got killed... I forget how the joke goes. Witherspoon. You know what joke I'm talking about?
Yeah. With a knife? No, Witherspoon. Something like that.
Right.
Something like
I know
that.
What joke you're talking about. I don't remember how it goes, though.
Right. Okay, so...
this is a real text message, by the way.
Okay.
My mom just texted me.
Yeah, yeah, let's hear it.
Just watched a John Wick movie. It was pretty violent.
Wow.
Good synopsis.
First of all, that is insane that my mom watched, beyond...
Is she on an airplane?
I cannot believe
she
watched
just
that.
Watched
no,
it? Like,
I saw it on TV.
Like, just finished it now, you think? Or, like, watched it last night and is now talking
to you? No, she probably, finished watching it just now.
Just now.
That is...
That's amazing.
That is the greatest...
That'd be a great tweet.
On April
That's
Fool's.
The greatest text you can get from a mom.
I wish I had a Twitter account just so I could tweet that.
Like my mom's,
like that would do well.
My mom's favorite show is Cash Cab, and now she's watching a John Wick movie.
That is a good show.
Like, what is happening over there?
Wait, were there lights over LA, or I saw it on Jimmy Kimmel? Is this a joke?
Are you a joke?
Well, it was on Jimmy Kimmel, so
and on
probably.
April 1st.
But it was the show was last night's show. He was talking about it, like it was last night's show, April 2nd. But he's talking about like, oh, did you all these posts last night? Did he get April Fool's? Because he wasn't presenting it like it was an April Fool's.
Kessler Zero says half of homeless people choose to be homeless.
That's a strong number.
It was maybe an April Fool's joke.
Lights over.
That he was talking. You know what I mean? Like people were trying to do an April. It was probably drones or something.
Origin of fireballs that blazed across Los Angeles sky identified
as what? SpaceX
by experts.
Was it meteorites?
Or is it the real deal?
Or is this... What was in the sky?
Why is it taking
over
you so long
to
find it?
I don't know. One day ago, was this? I'm just. Is
got
this
scrubbed from the
Los
web?
Los Angeles
dude.
Was treated to two spectacular sights in the sky. First, a SpaceX rocket launch. Hours later, a mysterious streak of fiery light.
It's probably just, SpaceX
all over TikTok.
Exploding.
No, it wasn't. They couldn't explain it with the SpaceX thing.
Sound like the real deal.
And we just got back from LA. Coincidence? I mean, we got back a while ago.
Right, so
that doesn't mean anything.
It shouldn't. I'm more interested in they.
In
so
the
they
next
can't
segment?
Explain. They can't explain what the
BBC
flash of light.
Mysterious streak of light seen across Southern California sky one day ago. I don't know. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
I haven't been
online
about it. No. I didn't see anything about it.
I don't know. You'll have to dig deep and tell us for our next alien update.
I'll do it.
That's a good segment, right? Like, let's speak honestly.
You want to speak honestly?
I want to speak honestly.
You guys
all
were
jokes
fucking
aside,
missing for a week.
All jokes aside.
Your plane was gone.
All jokes aside. If you fucking say that again, I'm going to fucking deck you in the face.
Okay, fine. We won't bring it up again, but we are on the
case. I want you to not bring it up because it's not funny.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Well, it's not a joke.
That you're a piece of trash and I'm going to hit you in the face if you say it one more time. Josh?
Wait, do I have a choice of being tasered, pepper sprayed, or hit in the face?
Yeah. Which one would you pick?
Probably hit in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
because if the punch is coming from you, it's going to be like
no,
a flower
you
delicately
no,
rubbing
no,
my
no,
cheek.
No, that's what I'm saying. The punch is coming from me, so you better, you'd rather be pepper sprayed and tased than get punched by me. That's what I'm saying.
I'm looking at your arm right now.
I will fucking end you, dude. I could kill you with a punch.
Fucking one punch man over here.
One punch. I could kill you.
100 punch girl, they used to call him.
Because it would take me 100 punches to kill a girl.
Is that the reason? Money Max?
Ask Sammy. It's his name.
Money Max, give us that money update. What's going on with money in the world?
All right, I got like 7 things to call you out on. One, that question I asked you before the pod. Mm-hmm. Just like real chill, like I'm asking now.
Yeah, chill. Is
should
I
set
chill.
Up the situation?
I'm pissed at Josh. That's all I know.
We are starting.
I'm so angry. You can tell I'm angry at you, right? What?
Yeah, like you're threatening physical violence against me.
Because you're so, I don't know, you're just fucking on one, dude. Like that, what you said to me really upset me.
What'd he say?
You were gone, but he was like, when you left for a second, he was like, you better hurry back, because, you know, we don't have much time.
Right.
And I said to him, and because it's 5:15 and mm-hmm. the store closes at 6.
Yeah.
And Josh is working till 6, but we're recording a podcast now.
Uh-huh.
And like, it doesn't have to be part of the store hours. And he seems to be interested. He's been joining us for all the episodes. And so I said, oh, what do you have to do tonight? And he said, nothing. I'm just fucking out of here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. You should have showed up earlier.
Well, okay. Well, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
No,
right.
No, that's
I'm
bullshit.
The only
no,
one who's not at fault
yeah.
here.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm not. I forget what I was talking
I'm gonna
about.
I'm going to fucking.
Huh.
Right.
You should have showed up earlier.
And this is, and you're like, and then you said it's depressing to be here.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's a failing business. Of course it's depressing to be here. Who's excited about being in
it's
a
fun
because
I'm
business?
Here.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you think, you'd rather be at a hustling, bustling job where you have a lot to do.
It's more
and you
rewarding.
You don't just get to watch TV all day.
Ideally, both would be great, but.
I mean, there is shit to do here, you know.
Right.
Oh my God, here we go. Just apologize for showing up. An hour and 15 minutes late, and we can move on.
I didn't show up an hour and 15 minutes
so late. You won't apologize?
No.
Wow. All jokes aside?
Yeah, all jokes aside, ask DB your stupid fucking question that you're so pissed about.
Whoa. This is actually an intervention for you, dude. What's going on? You've been really tense lately.
Nothing. You're out of your mind.
Because what?
And these two are fucking retards.
Okay, then.
All right, will it make you feel better if you come over here and tase me?
Yeah.
Yeah, come over here.
Okay, all right, here I go. Watch this, Leanna.
Okay, So for all of those at home that aren't sure yet, I'm about to be I've never been
All right, good night, folks.
Fucking piece of shit. Test me. Ask your question, dude.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because you
what happened?
Very weird.
I'm being weird? Oh, all of a sudden your question's no good anymore?
Yeah. All right, we're wrapping it up. I'm calling it over.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
Come on.
I'm having a bad time. But
really?
Because of your actions.
Okay, I'll calm down.
Okay, why don't you take the lead on the pod?
Okay, you said you had two things. And
I forget what
chill.
They are now.
No, come on. One was the question.
I forget.
One was the question. I'm taking the lead.
You asked the question.
I don't really know what it was.
I can't really either.
All right.
But you guys don't want to wrap the podcast right now.
What? What? What just happened?
What?
I think I peed myself.
It smells like shit.
I think I peed and shit myself.
I really want to find...
Get closer. Put your face closer. Just put your face closer.
I can, okay? So yeah. I really want to find a dead body.
That's on your bucket list.
Yes.
Finding a dead body.
Yeah, perfectly in the forest. Every time like I see like a shoes on the road or something like that, my heart starts heartbeat start raising.
Because you're scared or because you're excited?
No, because I'm excited. I'm like, is it happening?
I think I need to go to the hospital.
That's
what
it.
What do you think about that?
Have you ever seen the movie
Stand... That's completely normal.
Yeah?
Have you ever seen the movie Stand By Me?
Stand By Me?
American classic?
Please, someone call...
Maybe?
DB, we're doing a segment right now, please.
Yeah, go what? Clean yourself off.
Ask me something.
Mickey?
Max.
What do you think of wanting the idea of finding a dead body seems sexy to you? What do you think of that?
I didn't say sexy.
That's just what I...
Oh, this...
Yell, you have to yell.
I just saying is excited, because.
What would you do? Would you take a picture of it? Or
no.
Shake its hand?
Would you touch it?
No.
Would you try to find out who it is?
No, I think I would touch it.
You would?
Yeah, I would check if it's still alive or not.
Yeah.
So, and then I would call to the cops.
You would?
Yeah. And I would be the first.
You would narc on the dead body.
People would take interview, and I would say stupid shit.
You would
like on the camera too.
Oh, 6 o'clock, everyone. Yeah, come take Josh because he's already gone. He's fucking gone.
It feels like bees under my skin.
Wait, I just want Josh to say good night.
Good night.
You out of here?
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Why?
I'm not being paid.
You're not having fun?
Eh, a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, kind of weird.
What do you got going on?
Nothing, but, you know.
So what the hell?
Pay him and he'll stay.
Huh?
Maybe if you pay him, he'll stay.
Well, if there was anything in the fucking Patreon, DB... All right, Mickey. All right, let's wipe. New segment.
The Leanna Hour.
Yeah,
Leanna. Leanna's here.
Tell
you
us other
get close,
normal thoughts you
gotta
have.
You got to get close to the mic. Yeah, tell us other
normal thoughts you have.
It's totally normal. Nothing special.
If you got the death penalty and you got to pick how they killed you, which way would you pick?
Mm.
Yeah, it's a good question, right?
She loves it.
Don't be shy.
like fast. I'm not. I don't like suffer. I would choose something like I don't know, like some poison or something.
Don't
poison slow. I
don't
think.
Choose tasing.
I think hanging's really fast.
Electricity?
Huh?
It's bad.
Electricity?
No, he's saying no.
Don't choose tasing.
My buddy, got an electric car recently.
Okay.
And now he's just obsessed. He got after the electric car, he got an electric blanket.
Chair?
Then he got an electric chair, and I haven't heard from him since.
Where'd you hear that?
Bye.
Stephen Wright, brand new. Brand new Stephen Wright on the Colbert Show. He looks so old and crazy, but he's still a fucking king.
No, if I would find a dead body, I would be so excited to investigate what happened.
Oh, you try to like solve the case.
Yeah.
You know, Netflix has that new show, Three Body Problem. I would have a one body problem.
What is that show about?
One body's hard enough to hide.
It's... so wait, how would you do it?
What?
How would you die?
How would I prefer to die?
Yes, yes, yes.
Epic.
Like epic. What?
Yeah.
Something epic.
Wow. That's kind of sick. I had to choose how I'd die, it'd be old age surrounded by my closest friends and family.
It's boring.
You would need friends and family first.
God. What do you mean? My dad, Gus.
Dead.
Which is Josh's dog?
Dead. If you were old, they would be.
They would?
I think so. How's the smoothie?
It's Deese.
Deese?
Thick as fuck.
It is?
Yeah.
I was worried it wasn't thick enough.
Thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
Let me have.
Like, I definitely prefer a thicker over a thinner smoothie, but this is going to take me, like, 2 years to drink.
It's too thick, you're saying? I thought you want... You're like, oh, if it needs a little liquid, just to thin it up. So, like, to me, that means you want as thick as humanly possible.
Okay, Max, tell me about your secret.
My secret?
Yes.
I have no secrets. I'm an open book. Ask me anything.
Children's book.
You don't have secrets?
Cigarettes? Oh, secrets?
Yeah.
No.
What is your the most not secret?
My most not... I don't know. Just ask me a better question. I'll answer it. I don't know. I can't use my imagination or whatever right now. Sammy stole it all from me.
Oh, come on,
would you eat your cats if you would be really hungry?
Wow. Would I eat my cat?
Yeah.
Well, they say like if when you die and they don't find your body, your cat eats you.
Yeah, I know that. As well as a dog. But... Tell me if you would eat your cat in the situation.
I guess there is some sort of situation.
If you were really hungry, she said.
I don't think he would need to be hungry to do that. I think that's just something he would go for.
Not my cat, someone else's cat, maybe.
I'd eat cat.
You probably have at some point.
What do you mean? What do you mean, dude?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Huh?
Well, you frequent you. Chinese food places
wow,
often, don't
I
you?
I knew it. I yeah. fucking knew
Thank
it.
You.
This fucking
Thank you.
1990s racist over here. What
How
else?
How is crocheting? Did I pronounce it right?
Crocheting, yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. Do you know how to do it?
Yeah.
Can you teach me?
Yeah.
I tried doing it online, but like I'm missing something.
You have to do the hat for the cat.
That would be awesome.
And with the little holes for the ears.
I would love to, yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, getting it on Winston would be the only problem.
No.
I don't know if that would stay
He's
on Winston.
He's so easy to get on with.
I don't know if that would stay on him.
You just have to make it big enough.
Because he's so muscular?
Because he's so fucking
he's
fat.
He's got a big dome.
Nice.
Fields kept on saying he looked muscular.
Oh, that's good.
But he's fat as shit. So why would Fields say that?
He's trying to be nice.
He looks pretty jacked for a cat.
You have one? Do you have a one cat?
Yeah, but I want to get two more.
What animals do you have? When's the last time you squeezed an animal?
What is your favorite color?
What?
I have a cat, and I have a dog.
That's good.
And a lot of ladybugs. Ladybirds.
Ladybugs. You were right.
Ladybugs?
Yeah.
You're keeping ladybugs as pets?
No, they just like everywhere.
They're everywhere.
I think they smell cancer, right?
Yeah. I think my cat.
That's so sad.
Oh, no. Maybe me as well. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You should go to the doctor.
What doctor?
Any doctor.
Take me the name.
Oh, okay.
I know a good vet. He'll diagnose you both.
Okay, tell me, how would you prefer not to die, Max?
Not to die, or yeah. How to die?
No, not to die.
Like, what's my secret to living forever?
No. Tell me.
What's the reason to live?
I can't answer that either. Right.
Say one thing.
I've done it all. I've seen it all.
One reason to live.
I did most things twice, even. And
you got to try drugs.
It's all over.
You
got
to stay alive to do drugs.
It's all over now, baby blue. Is that what you're asking?
No, I was asking. Actually, I was curious how I'm supposed to kill you. But like, I'm just was.
How you gonna kill me?
Yeah.
She's gonna kill you. Then she's gonna kill me too.
You're just going to go home and see a bunch of ladybugs on your door?
And the ladybug killer. And
the ladybug killer strikes again. That's fine.
I feel I have I'm making a wrong impression. Like,
no, you're
no,
not.
You come off as a killer.
A what?
Gothic.
Gothic. Yeah, you're gothic. Well, I mean, it's more
not.
The black lipstick that you're wearing.
And eyeshadow.
And chains.
And the gauges?
Yeah, gauges? And that thick New Jersey accent.
All the chains.
That Milburn Deli thing was an April Fool's.
It was?
Yeah. And Jersey Mike's was in on it.
They were?
Yeah.
What?
I said that when you told me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, it's definitely...
Yeah,
100%. I was like, it's April 1st,
yeah.
Dude. It's April Fool's.
And yeah, already confirmed. Already confirmed it.
Because when Max told me that he was sweating, you were sweating a lot when you told me. You looked really nervous. So I'm glad that you feel better.
I mean, I don't know.
Milburn
I don't give a shit, but Jake texted it to my family.
Milburn Deli's okay, dude.
I didn't know Jake could tell jokes.
He got got. No, he got got. He thought it was real.
Milburn Deli's here to stay.
I just thought it was real, yeah.
No, Jake probably thought it was real.
No, I think Jake was in on it.
He was in on it with Jersey Mike.
Yeah.
With Mike himself.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah, please hit us.
What are you doing here?
Oh my
Nothing.
God.
Nothing. Let's wrap it up.
Wait, what about, should we talk about WrestleMania?
Yeah, sure.
It is this weekend.
Yeah, sure. What happened to you?
I know nothing about wrestling. Explain me wrestling.
Explain you wrestling. Yeah. Wait, what are we doing here? What do you mean?
We're here to talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
Bad boys of wrestling.
Bad boys of wrestling.
What is wrestling? Explain me that.
Yes, Sammy.
DB.
You want me to go?
Please.
Wrestling is a ongoing story of the best competitors in the world fighting for different various titles of honor displayed through the company as belts. So you have different series of belts, which are the trophies that the fighters are fighting for. The heavyweight belt, the intercontinental belt, the tag team championship belt. The best of the best come together and emotions fly. There are personal stories that are involved.
What? Okay, I have another question.
Okay, all right.
What would you, like, how would you recommend to watch, to start watching wrestling to the person who never watched it before, like me?
Honestly, probably this weekend, WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania is like the Super Bowl of wrestling. So once a year, there's this.
I know we're
big...
doing it at your house, or you're going out of town.
Yeah, yeah, we're
and
doing it.
And how should I prepare? Like, should I bring some snacks?
Oh yeah,
definitely snacks.
Tell me about everything. Snacks. How long?
It's
2 days.
It's 2 days.
It's 2 days.
Saturday
4
night.
4 hours each day.
Saturday night and Sunday night.
Which isn't enough. It should be like maybe like 4 or 5 days.
Is it 4 hours each night? I think is it 3 hours each night?
Do you remember the show? Like,
probably.
When the robots were fighting each other, like really primitive robots and people were building.
BattleBots.
Yeah, BattleBots.
Great show.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Great show.
They should redo it now that with AI.
They still have competitions. they're just like on a smaller scale. Like one of my students when I was teaching guitar, he was in it.
That's cool.
And it's like they do it on like local levels.
That's awesome.
They still do battle bots. So like you design and build a robot and then put it into
the ring. How would you name your robot? And what robot would you build if you have to participate?
My robot would be called Straight Shooter. And it has two dildos on the front.
Whoa.
And it just goes and tries to flip you from the bottom with the dildos.
Sound like my honeymoon.
Tease? Mm-hmm. Predictions?
We always bomb the slammies? Predictions.
No, that's not true.
No, you don't think so?
But as in, like, we get them wrong, or it's just not a good segment?
No. I don't. I love the segment. I love segments.
Then it doesn't matter. Right.
Okay.
This guy loves segments.
I just feel like we always are wrong.
Should we pull it? I don't think so. No, I think we have a pretty good track record.
Yeah.
No. I'm confident I can make a 100% accurate card.
Whoa. Should I pull up the card?
Yeah.
Yeah, so starting with WrestleMania, because all the storylines for the year kind of come to a close, and then it starts a bunch of new storylines that will unfold over the year. So it's never a bad place to start WrestleMania.
Sure.
But also the follow-up answer is it's never bad to just start.
Yeah.
So just start watching it, and you're going to get the gist of it. And
yeah, they make it so after
can
a couple of weeks.
Can you sell it, like this idea to me? Like, sell me the idea to start watching. Why do I have to do that?
Do you like the theater?
Yeah.
Do you have a theater in the Ukraine?
Everywhere,
what's the deal with people call it the Ukraine instead of just Ukraine?
It's not right, because people used to think that Ukraine was a part of Soviet Union. In this case, they were like calling it the Ukraine.
I see.
Like, but it's not the part of something. It's a separate country, and it's just Ukraine.
But when I'm mad at you, I should call it the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. You like the theater. It's like the theater. It's like ballet with slightly more punches.
How am I supposed to kill you? I forgot. You said...
All right. Saturday Night 1, yeah, WrestleMania, live from the Ukraine. We got The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. DB predictions.
I'm going to go with Rock and Roman.
Wow. Really?
Yep. Women's World Championship, Rhea versus Becky. What do you think, Sammy?
Do you want
Rhea.
Wow. Leanna, Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Who do you think, Gunther or Sammy?
Sammy?
Wow.
Okay.
Bold prediction.
Okay. Right, very bold.
Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. That's another one for Leanna. Jey or Jimmy? They're twin brothers.
Jey or Jimmy? Let me see. I think Jey?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah,
me too.
Right.
You're a smart girl.
You're
nailed
very
it.
Smart.
Six-pack ladder match for Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. This
is insane.
This is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, good work, Trips. Damian and Finn.
It's Damian and Finn.
Miz and R-Truth. DIY. New Day. Sammy's Boys. New Catch Republic.
They are sick.
And Austin and Grayson.
It's... Finn and Damian.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Austin and Grayson.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I do.
You think Finn and Damian are going to lose the belts?
I think they're going to lose in a huge upset to Austin and Grayson.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I like it.
Bianca, Naomi, and Jade versus Damage Control.
Jade?
So it's three girls.
Three on three.
Bianca, Naomi,
it's the
and
blacks
Jade.
Versus the Japanese.
Oh yeah,
girls.
The blacks.
Who would you not want to be fighting against? Japanese girls or black girls? And what level of racist are you from 1 to 10? 10 being the most
I
racist.
I would fight with everybody.
What?
I.
You'd fight
she'd
the blacks.
She'd fight anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd fight anyone.
She fight. Yeah, she says she'd fight anyone.
And from 1 to 10, 10 being the most racist, what level of racist are you? 10? 9?
Where am I supposed to be to become your friend?
So 10.
10.
And we could be besties. All right. But this is not for the belt, I guess?
No, there's no belts.
then who cares?
It's just they have to get everyone in.
And this is Jade's first match.
This is sick. That's sick. Yeah, Jade's gonna win. They're gonna win. Bianca, Jade, and Naomi win for sure. No question. Yeah.
And then is this worse than the fucking
six-way tag match,
Ray and Dragon Lee versus Santos and Dominic? I mean, it's the only chill part is Ray and Dom in the same ring since God knows when. But right. Enough. Since last enough. WrestleMania.
You know they're gonna have a standoff where it's just them looking at each other. You know, the ring gets clear.
Hopefully the family's in attendance. Oh, yes.
And Ray are just staring at each other before they fight.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all the first night.
It's going to be
good.
It's
just night one.
That's a good night one.
So we're seeing no belts change hands that night?
Well, there aren't any. Or the Rhea, Becky. Rhea, yeah, we're Gunther. Not seeing any belts. Oh, Rhea and Gunther.
And the tag team men's?
No. No. Okay. Oh, well.
Night two.
I mean, Sammy, like Sammy is dead, sort of. And so do they give it to him? Do they let him stop Gunther's reign? There's just not enough story there. Yeah. It would be so bad if Gunther lost.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, you know when Gunther's going to lose is that backlash versus Little Man.
Chad Gable?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That would be so sick.
Night two. Roman versus Cody.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
I hope it's one of those things where they both get knocked out at the same time.
Roman or Cody, Leanna?
One is a two-time cancer survivor, roads. And one is a neo-Nazi.
Go to the Rome.
What? All yeah. roads?
Lead to the Rome? How to? I'm trying to translate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all...
So I think him...
Cody...
Oh, all roads lead to...
Reigns.
Min Reigns.
But Cody Rhodes...
Rhodes? Right. Okay, I heard Rome, wherever.
Roman Reigns.
I'm so bad.
Or Cody Rhodes.
Rhodes.
Okay. Rhodes, she says.
All right.
Says Cody.
Love it.
For the belt, another belt match, Seth versus McIntyre. Let McIntyre win.
They should, but also, honestly, out of every match you've named, first night and second night, maybe this is the biggest disappointment.
No, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the top of my list, but certainly.
I think Drew's going to take it.
You do.
The ladder mm-hmm. match. Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. No, I want you to take it because it's going to be so embarrassing when the fans, Seth puts up his finger
Derek,
and the fans
are
singing and they stop singing.
For you. So what do you think? Max or Sammy?
Well, based on how Sammy punches, it would probably be Max.
Plus, I fight dirty.
Yeah.
We fight dirty.
Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. Doesn't make sense. Randy and KO have been like boys recently.
Right, but you know, in a match, three-way, you gotta, right. Oh, for the U.S., for the United States.
Paul's the U.S. champ. I forgot about that.
I think Logan Paul retains through
so
dirty means.
Retaining? It is crazy.
Give it to Randy, then make Randy fight everybody on both shows for the next 2 months.
I love that.
Right.
Does anybody fight, like, using a martial art, like, really... karate or taekwondo style or like just
not fully.
I would really enjoy that.
That's like UFC.
Yeah,
I would watch that.
No, I mean,
I would watch
some of that.
Fight with a sword, like a really
Beep's fencing boy has a sword.
Not a.
Which he doesn't use enough.
This might be the biggest letdown match for me, actually.
All
right. LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, too. LA Knight wins.
Who gives a shit about AJ Styles anymore? Jesus Christ, this gets worse and worse. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament, a.k.a. Karrion Kross and the Arthur of Pains.
Like, worse and worse? Yes.
I don't care about any of the people in this match.
Well, I care about the Street Profits,
but...
and, like...
They made me stop
and
liking Bobby.
Kross and the Authors of Pain.
And you know they're going to win.
They are kind of sick.
You think they're sick?
No, I don't think they're... Yeah. I don't. Like, the story is bad, but the fight will be good. The story is bad, but this is a fight, Matt. This is going to be a brawl. This is going to be a real brawl.
Right.
That's it.
Real That's race it. War.
Oh, God. WrestleMania 40. I guess The Rock.
Thank you.
Leanna. Any last thoughts?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I think to the WrestleMania party. I remember all of these names. I'm already like so.
It takes a little
you
time.
You couldn't even remember the name Sammy.
You'll
then,
get it.
Then they become family.
I still won I'm going to watch the wrestling. If you guys going to wear some costume, and you know what costume you have to wear, I told you.
I have no problem wearing tights.
come over to Sammy's this weekend.
And
you'll come over for WrestleMania.
What day?
Saturday and Sunday night.
Okay, I'll think about that.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to wear the costumes. And remind me the name of the character.
Undertaker.
Of the wrestler, sorry.
Which
that,
one?
Max remind me of.
Oh.
Undertaker.
George the Animal Steel?
No, it was Rikishi. Maga.
Rikishi.
Yes.
Yeah, so. No one wants to see Max in that outfit.
What do you
and
mean?
Then you have to be that guy, Hulk.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just simple, you know.
Just a mustache just bandana. And a bandana. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I might be better as Hulk Hogan because I'm going bald.
And Derek?
Mm-hmm.
Please say Rhea Ripley. Please say Rhea Ripley.
I was going to say...
What name I remember from all of those that you just...
Please say Rhea Ripley.
Rhea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll wear my ass bra.
All right, that's it.
So tell her to say goodnight.
Will you take us out, Leanna?
Well, yes.
Like, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. You're best friends because you listen to Lori and hug you. And good night. For a little rocks, shiny rocks.